Now we bring to these microphones David James. We have a regular feature on our website, prophecytoday.com, called the Dave James Report, and it is dealing with issues that the body of Christ needs to have an understanding about. You need to understand what the biblical perspective is, but also how the peoples that are promoting these types of bits of information prophetically are perverting the Word of God to fold into what they are trying to propagate, not necessarily what God's Word is teaching. And every time almost that we get finished, David and I talk about, hey, go to the Word of God. What does it have to say? We're bringing Dave to the microphones again because we want to talk about the blood moons. There was one this last Wednesday morning. My wife Judy and I got up and we were able to have a time of watching, observing this blood moon. And I want to bring David to these microphones. You know, David, it's a topic that we've dealt with a couple of times since January, current blood moon craze that's going on. For those who may not be aware, briefly explain what that craze is all about.
Well, hi, Jimmy. Good to be with you. The blood moon craze, as we're kind of calling it, is connected to a series of four consecutive full lunar eclipses. First one happened back in April, and so the one that we were talking about this week would be the second one, and both of them fell on Jewish holidays, or close to Jewish holidays. Being back in April would have been around Passover this time. It was near the Feast of Tabernacles. Then next year you have the same thing, and that's why they're talking about this. They all four land on Jewish holidays, and they're called blood moons because the moon does tend to turn a reddish color. And so what's happening is the people are saying that these are fulfillment of prophecy, for example, in Joel, where it says the moon will be turned to blood and the sun will be darkened before the great and terrible day of the Lord.
Well, indeed, there also is a mention of the blood moons there in the book of Revelation, chapter 6. It would be number 6 of the seal judgments, verse 12 starting there, talking about the moon turning to blood or looking blood-colored as well. You mentioned it did happen on Wednesday, and Judy and I got up. Did you break out of bed and get up early to see the blood moon where you were?
Actually, I did. I had my alarm set, so I watched it. The peak was around 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, so I got up. It wasn't real early, and looked at it. It's interesting, though, as I watched it go through all of the peak of the full eclipse. It really, you'd have a hard time saying that it turned to blood. I mean, it was. I don't know how it looked from where you were, but for me, it looked like it was kind of just a muddy brown color with maybe a tinge of reddish to it, but you couldn't really call it a blood moon.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the way we saw it as well. But it was unique. It was an eclipse of the sun, which, you know, it happens often, but not when the moon is involved in the situation as well. So that was quite unique. Now, you mentioned that it happened on the Jewish holy days, and that's what these propagators of this blood moon craze are trying to do, say it has a connection to the Jewish holidays. I want to be technical because our exhortation, we exhort each other and we exhort all of those listening to the broadcast that what is the Word of God has to say. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, talks about the Jewish feast days. And in the seventh month, which is Tishri on a Jewish calendar, on the first day of the month, it's Rosh Hashanah, with the purpose of recognizing the new year and Feast of Trumpets, then the 10 awesome days, and then Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur would be on the 10th day of this seventh month of Tishri. And then the Feast of Tabernacles takes place on the 15th day. Wednesday is when we saw the blood moons. That was October the 8th, actually October the 9th, which would be the 15th day of the seventh month of the Jewish calendar, Tishri, is when the Feast of Tabernacles took place. So it wasn't on target. You know, my God is always on time, all the time, when it needs to be something that he's trying to tell us significantly. My point being, David, it looks like that they're trying to put them together with the Jewish calendar and these feast days for the Jewish people. It doesn't look like it's working. It looks like they're using this to their advantage to maybe sell some books, or I don't know. What do you think their purpose is?
Well, I don't know, but I can't say what their purpose or motives are, but I can say this, that you're exactly right. that it did occur a day before, and yet they're pronouncing or promoting the idea that it happens, that it falls on the Jewish feast days. And this isn't the only time this happens, and Mark Biltz isn't the only one who does this. We talked about the mystery of the Shemitah before, and that's what happens. When things don't line up exactly, then they're introducing a fudge factor. It can be a month or two either way, a day or two either way. But like you said, God is precise and he is exact. And so when, for example, you mentioned the sixth seal, when that is broken on that day, these things are going to happen according to what God's word says.
You know, I think the fudge factor is a great phase, and that's what they're doing. They're not using the exact prophetic word of God, but the fudge factor. Why are these lunar eclipses getting so much attention right now, David?
Well, you and I would agree with them in the sense that we would say that we're in the last days. We may be in the last hours of the last days. We don't know that for sure. And with everything going on in the world, for example, the Islamic State in the Mideast and what they're doing, and now you have this Ebola virus outbreak, which who knows where that's going to go. So people are looking to see what's going on, and some are turning to the scriptures. But then you have men like Mark Biltz, who is the primary promoter of this blood moon craze, along with Jonathan Kahn and then others who have them for interviews. They're just promoting this, and it's generating fear. And we should be fearful in that we have our lives right before God in preparation for the return of Christ. But they're taking things and they're twisting them just enough that they sound good, and they're drawing people's attention toward what they're saying, and actually, I would say, away from the specific teaching of the Word of God.
Absolutely. I am in perfect agreement with that. You mentioned Mark Biltz, and John Higgy also wrote a book on that. I think he got the idea from Mark. That's why he wrote his book. And they're advancing the idea that these have biblical significance. Now, you've written an article about this. I want you to give the address real quick where somebody can read your article, but has anybody dealt with this in a book form of some type?
Well, yes, actually, the only book that I'm aware of that challenges this is one written by Mark Hitchcock. And in fact, back in June, Mark Biltz and Mark Hitchcock actually had a discussion or a debate on Jan Markell's program, Olive Tree Views. And so they went back and forth on this for, I think it was about an hour program.
Wow. Well, but no, you said Mark did write a book on it, Mark Hitchcock?
Mark Hitchcock did write a book on that, yes.
What was his main argument against it?
Well, there were several, but the specific ones were that he went to the passages that mentioned the blood moons, actually the moon turning to blood, and he noted that this is a one-time event, not four, as in this blood moon tetrad. He also noted that it's a supernatural event in that in every place it talks about the moon turning to blood and the sun being darkened, which would be Joel 2, Matthew 24, as you mentioned, Revelation chapter 6, it looks like these are simultaneous events. And in fact, I was talking with some pastors a couple of weeks ago, and I put those passages up on the screen, and every one of them, when they saw that, they said, okay, are these consecutive, or do they happen at the same time? And all of them said the passage clearly indicates they happen at the same time. And you can't have a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse at the same time. They can only occur 14 days apart.
Wow, wow. What about Biltz in his discussion with Hitchcock? What was his main argument?
Well, if you boil it down to a singular argument, it would be going back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, where it says that God had put the lights in the heaven, the greater being the sun, the lesser being the moon, and he gave these to be for signs and seasons. And actually, he's misusing that. The sun and the moon are what are used to set the calendar to know when the Jewish people are to have their feasts of the Lord, to observe those, and the months of the year are set by that. So it's not a sign of an impending judgment or that God is going to do something significant. It's simply a way to observe and worship God according to the schedule that he has set. So he's ripping that verse out of context and actually misusing what it was intended for.
Talk to me about Mark Biltz and his Blood Moon theory as it connects to Jonathan Kahn and his theories that he wrote about in The Harbinger and the Mystery of the Shemitah. What's the connection?
Well, Mark Biltz and Jonathan Kahn are now speaking together in certain places. Mark has been out at Jonathan Kahn's church. But the significance now is that according to the modern Hebrew calendar, which I believe is off from 1 to 3 years, they believe that we are now in the seventh or Sabbath year or Shemitah year of the seven-year cycle that God gave Moses, with the seventh year being a time when the land is to be fallow, not to be worked, no planting, no harvesting. And so now we're having these blood moons that are connected with this seventh Jewish year in that cycle. So now they're working off each other, and then others like Jim Baker are having them on and talking about them. They're creating additional, I would say, sensationalist hype about this whole thing.
Well, David, I know that you've written an in-depth article about Jonathan Kahn's new book, and you mentioned Mark Biltz and the blood moons in it. Berean Call is going to publish this article as a booklet. Talk to me about what you say in there quickly, and we want to have some copies of it here at Prophecy Today so we can make it available also in our bookstore.
Right. Well, our listeners can go to the Alliance for Biblical Integrity website, and that's biblicalintegrity.org, just one word, biblicalintegrity.org. And basically, I go through the things that we talked about here. One of the main points toward the end concerning the blood moons and Jonathan Kahn and Mark Biltz, especially appearing on the Jim Baker show, what is happening is Jim Baker not only discusses these things, but he also has survivalist equipment and food that he's selling as well. So actually, he's manipulating this so that he's creating a sense of fear-mongering, and then he sells into that market that he's created. And I think it's just a shameful thing that's going on with this.
What's your bottom line concern, David, about this as it has to deal with Bible prophecy in the end times?
Well, we have to go back to the Word of God, which is what we always say, and the Word of God says we can't know the day or the hour, and these guys are essentially trying to be non-date setters when they're actually setting dates. Mark Biltz said we have a year to prepare for this. And so I'm concerned that people who think, okay, we've got a year, they don't worry for the next 11 months, and then if and when these things do not come to pass, it's not connected to the tribulation, then it's going to cause people to turn away in droves, I think, from the Word of God and the teaching of the prophetic scriptures, and that's a terrible thing to have happen.
I agree. That is my concern as well. Again, there's that phrase coming right into our minds. What does the Word of God have to say? Study the Bible. Each and every one of us have a responsibility. David James and I spend more time maybe than you do, but we simply try to give you a direction and the location in God's Word to study more specifically. David, thank you so very much, my good buddy. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Jimmy.